Well, it's been a monstrous few months for insurance claims. Devastating bushfires before Christmas, during Christmas, New Year's Eve and beyond. Floods. And then in the last few days, massive hail damage. Hailstones the size of tennis balls in some regions. Now, plenty of people are no doubt having some issues handling their insurance payouts or even getting their insurance company to answer the phone because a lot has been going on. Campbell Fuller is with the Insurance Council of Australia and he's on the line. Good morning, Campbell.
Good morning, Chris.
The hail yesterday in Canberra, shocking, and Melbourne the day before. Any idea at all of the number of claims heading to your members?
Well, the number of claims has been enough for us to declare a catastrophe. So as of last night, and sorry that we don't have an update this morning, 15,000 claims from Melbourne, the ACT, and that adjoining part of New South Wales around Queanbeyan. So 15,000 claims, monitoring the impact there, also continuing to monitor the impact of the flooding that took place in Queensland. And that's on top of course, the hailstorm that hit Queensland, southeast Queensland in November, which has already hit $166 million in insurance losses.
So when you say insurance losses, this is a horrid time for insurance companies, right?
This is a horrid time, Chris, for hundreds and hundreds of communities across Australia. Insurers do anticipate disaster season, and it's an unfortunate part of Australian life is that from roughly October, November through to March, April, insurers anticipate a large number of claims caused by natural disasters.
Okay. Are people covered for hail damage?
If their car is comprehensively insured and they have home building insurance, then yes, they're covered for hail.
How difficult is it to handle the number of claims that come through?
Look, it will be a challenge at certain times. You'll find that when you have hundreds and hundreds of people calling one call centre, there may be some slight delays. But in most cases, insurers will be able to get to those customers very quickly.
Okay. And then we've got this backlog of getting the work done because last time we had hailstorm, and in particular in Sydney, it went on for an entire year because there aren't as many repairers as you think who can fix hail damage.
Most of the hail damage that takes place is to motor vehicles and to roofs. Now, there are a limited number of available roofers, and of course, the motor vehicle smash repair networks have a certain capacity that they can pump through. A large number of vehicles will be assessed and they may be deemed economic write-offs, but that will be up to each insurer to discuss the meaning of that with their customers.
Okay. Appreciate the information. Thank you, Campbell.
Thanks, Chris.
Campbell Fuller with the Insurance Council of Australia.